it's George Wacker. Welcome to this episode, special episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. I'm here on location on the Hoover Mason Trestle with Holly Jones of Discover Lehigh Valley. So we're going to take a little walk and learn more about Discover Lehigh Valley, what's going on in the Lehigh Valley this summer, and some more fun stuff. So Holly, let's take a walk.
Let's take a walk.
So tell us a little bit, for people who don't know, what is Discover Lehigh Valley and what do you do there?
Discover Lehigh Valley is our local tourism board. So we really specialize in making sure that folks who live here and folks who want to visit know what's going on in our region. And so that's part of my job as the director of social and content. I get to be out and about here at the Hoover Mason Trestle and everywhere else to talk about the fun things going on and share them with you on social media at Lehigh Valley PA so you can follow.
And we're outside. We're getting into spring.
We are.
It's beautiful enough for us to take a walk. Give people a few of your favorite or a few of your ideas for outdoor stuff this spring and summer.
Oh my God, there's so many things to see and do outside. I love to take a nice long walk on our trails. Lehigh and Northampton County is home to so many different trails. We're also getting into cycling season. Mm-hmm. So love seeing people out on bikes. I'm not a cyclist myself, but I could get into it.
Do you run at all?
What
do you,
no.
No? We'll stick with the leisurely walks.
Yes, the leisurely walks like this are my bag.
If people haven't been up here, we almost take this for granted now. I hate to say that, but this is one of the coolest spots.
It is. This is the Hoover Mason Trestle that we're on right now. You can get up close and personal with the steel stacks and the old blast furnaces. The walk that we're on is completely free. And on a day like today, I can't think of much else that would be better.
It's great.
It's great.
We saw a bunch of people. It's a little early, but we saw a bunch of people walking here, as we got here. It's fantastic.
It's a great place for a walk.
Let's keep it going outdoors. Alfresco dining.
Ooh, let's.
Talk about some of your favorites. I may interject.
You may?
We'll see.
You may. Yeah, dining alfresco is big here, especially as the temperatures start to warm up. Some of my favorite places are Zest Bethlehem.
Yep, we just had brunch there.
Yes, so good. I love an espresso martini overlooking the south side. Mm-hmm. Another one is Thyme in Easton. That's a newer spot, really good.
Are they the same owners, I think, I believe.
Yes. Yeah.
They're into the have your restaurant 20 stories in the air.
Yes. Stuff. Yes. And then in Allentown, I love Brew Daddies for a beer after work. So that's fun.
Excellent.
And we have a whole bunch of them on our website if you're looking for places to dine outside.
I'm going to keep it outside because this is one that we went to last year. I definitely want to talk about is Hang Dog. Mike's going to get mad at me. Hang Dog. Yes. Outdoor adventure. We're showing some video of it right now so you can see what it's like. Have
so
you been
fun.
There or talk about it a little
have
bit?
Have I? Yes.
Have, okay.
I have been there. It's a 4-story ropes course. Fun for kids, fun for adults. I'm not really into heights. I'm not really into getting up there and risking my life, but it's safe. It's totally safe.
But you didn't take the zip line?
I didn't. No, I walked up a few steps and I was like, this is good enough for me. I got my shots and I left
Holly's
it to the kids.
Holly's smart. Here's footage of me taking the zip line. You're watching, but
oh my God, no, you did it.
Oh yeah, a couple times.
You're
it was
brave.
A lot of fun. And you know what's interesting there is the food is great, and
yes.
You kind of wouldn't maybe think that.
Yeah, I was going to say for the folks who don't want to get up on the ropes course, there's plenty of fun and safety on the ground. So you can grab a bite to eat or a brew from Hang Dog Brewing Company.
We're in the middle of where Music Fest happens all through here. obviously, it goes to the north side as well. One of the most amazing festivals, not only in the Lehigh Valley, but, geez, in North America.
Seriously.
So,
One of the largest non-gated music festivals and really a fun time. Some really big acts and then some really great local acts. It's free for those local, you want to come and see a free concert all over Bethlehem. And so that's a really fun time. Do you have someone you're looking forward to seeing this year?
Definitely Shine Down. Mm-hmm. We're going to go see them. We always make it to at least one show. And what's great, too, is we have a 7-year-old and we bring this is like her first big shows Music Fest. And it's a lot of fun. It's family friendly. And, for people who maybe the main stage thing isn't for them, there are hundreds of free shows on stages throughout the festival with bands that are up and coming.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really exciting. What are some of your favorite things to do at Music Fest?
Well, I love to grab an ear of corn. Yeah. I mean, you can't do a music fest without grabbing an all shucks ear of corn. And just perusing like local artisans and checking out the food trucks and small businesses that are here. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just free music everywhere. So just sit down and enjoy. It's really the best thing.
One of our favorite things to do is come down and kind of go tent to tent and just listen to the music and not really even set a schedule.
Nope.
You know, there's Latin music, and then there's rock and roll, and then there's
folk music,
music. Like it's all over the place. So it's really something you come down and make a schedule some days, and then some days I implore you to just come down with no plan.
Yep.
And walk around.
10 days of free music and just enjoy. It's the best. It's the best to be here in the summer for Music Fest.
Keeping the theme going for outdoor stuff, farmers markets, they've always been a thing, but it feels like they're even bigger now. Can you talk about a couple of those locally?
Yeah, it feels like we have one in every town, which is really
cool. Yeah, I'm not complaining.
No, exactly. You know, you wake up on a weekend and you want to get out and about, and the best place to do that is at one of our local farmers markets. We have the Easton Farmers Market, which is the oldest open-air market in the country.
Crazy.
Something super cool and a fun fact about that. There's something about walking along Scott Park and, you know, picking some local fresh produce, and it's just good vibes all around down there. And then we also want to mention like Allentown Fairgrounds Market is a fun one.
Yeah.
And Emmaus, that's a smaller town, you know, in Lehigh Valley, but really great for getting out and about.
What happens at Lehigh Valley Health Institute? What's next happens? Here, you'll find the latest, most advanced innovations in heart and vascular, neuroscience, surgery, orthopedics, and cancer care. You'll find invaluable alliances like their partnership with Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. And one team, your team, singularly focused on getting you better. Here is where exceptional happens. Lehigh Valley Health Network. Your health deserves a partner. I'm going to blank on their name. I'm going to put it up here. But I think it's like Apple Orchard Farms. Whenever I see them at the Eastern Farmers Market, I always get a chicken pot pie.
Ooh.
So free advertising for you guys because it's so good.
Nothing like a chicken pot pie from the farmers market.
Exactly.
I love that.
You a sports fan?
Oh, big time.
Big time.
Big
Iron
time.
Pigs
yes.
Are opening every day. I check their social media and they're like, one day closer.
Yes. We are one day closer today. So in just about 3 weeks on the 29th, we're going to see the start of Iron Pigs baseball here in Lehigh Valley. Love it. Coca-Cola Park comes alive when the Iron Pigs are back in season, of course. What are some things to look forward to? Well, the Phillies might have done away with their dollar dog night, but on Tuesdays, you can get a dollar dog at Coca-Cola Park during Tail Wagon Tuesdays, which is also, again, on the subject of dogs.
Right.
You can bring your dog on Tail Wagon Tuesday and get a dollar dog. So that's what I'm looking forward to, as well as a bunch of other promotions like fireworks on Fridays and a bunch of other things. We got to stay tuned for some of their promotions.
Absolutely. We love going. It's fun. I'm going to make fun of my wife who's in front of us. I think we've gone to dozens and dozens of Iron Pigs games, and she's seen about 5 pitches because there's so much to do there. In addition to watching baseball, we love to walk around. The food is great.
Oh,
the mascots
so
are fantastic.
Good.
The people are wonderful. So
yeah, no, and we actually on our Instagram last night just shared a couple of new food items that they're going to be featuring this year. So
bacon related, I'm a major.
I mean, you know, your pork, your hot dogs, things like that. And I'm sure there are some things that we don't even know about yet that they're just waiting to unleash on us. But yeah, hot dogs and all the good things, soft pretzels. So we'll be there for it all.
Isn't this trestle amazing? Like we are. Oh, look at that.
Whoa.
Speaking of, it's a turkey vulture.
Is it a turkey vulture?
I think so.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you want, can we talk about Wind Creek at all?
Of course.
I am a big fan. I love going there for the Wind Creek Event Center. Absolutely. But it's also fun to be in there because it's always humming.
Yes. And the Wind Creek Event Center, we have the new Wind Creek Hotel, which I've stayed in. Super bougie. I don't know if you've been to the spa up there yet, but it's gorgeous. I haven't gotten to take advantage of it yet,
My friend booked a room, and then I don't think they stayed overnight. They just used the pool. I'm not even kidding. They had a great time.
Just used the pool. Yeah. That's great. No, it's a beautiful space. A lot of event space, meeting space there. So we're really pumped to have it. So close to the Steel Stacks, too, that you can just come down here for any event that's going on. And lots of things to see and do down here in downtown Bethlehem.
Well, you stay here, right? And then you can walk the Hoover Mason Trestle, check out some of the art that's going on a weekend.
Yes.
Walk back, you know, gamble, watch your show.
Yep.
It's, Man, I'm jealous and I live here.
It's such an entertainment hub. I know, it's great.
We're heading back now. You can see the casino in the background.
Making a walk back.
You talked about Iron Pigs getting started, which means spring and summer. Mm. Another thing that means spring and summer is Dorney Park.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Which you are required to go to if you live in the Lehigh Valley. You have to go.
It is a requirement.
Talk about some maybe new things that are going on.
Or new things. I mean, the hot button item is this new roller coaster,
which
we've been so excited about. They've been sharing a lot of fun updates. It's called the Iron Menace. It's funny. We're here at the Hoover Mason Trestle along the steel stacks.
Maybe they got some inspiration.
Yes, this is what inspired this new coaster. So we're super excited about that. Don't know the date exactly yet of when that's going to be.
Make it safe first.
Yeah. Take your time.
No rush.
No, we're really, really excited about that. Season is opening May 10th. Mm-hmm. And then the Wild Water Kingdom opens for pass holders on May 19th. I'm not sure the exact date for the general public, but it's all happening that week in May. Some new things to mention this year are that they're going to be having these summer nights from, I think, mid-July to mid-August, which is cool. They're going to make, they're going to have live performances, and it's going to feel like you're in, a tropical oasis.
I'm down with that.
Right? Who else wants to feel like they're on, a cruise at Dorney Park? So that's going to be a ton of fun. Some Caribbean and Latin cuisine there, live performances, like I said. So stay tuned for when that's all happening, but some cool stuff.
And speaking of water... do you get out on the water at all? What kind of?
I would like to more.
More? Okay.
More, yes.
One of the things that I picked up during COVID more, because I'm stuck inside. I need something to do.
Yes.
And I'm like, wait a minute. The Lehigh River is right down the street.
Yep.
So we bought a kayak. We got stand-up paddle boards. We hit the water a lot. And it's a lot of fun. Can you talk a little bit about some maybe on the water type stuff?
Yeah, and you can help me if I missed anything, but we're really excited about seeing people out on our blue ways this year.
Yeah. Blue ways.
Yes, our blue ways. The Lehigh and Delaware, great spots to tube, kayak, canoe, raft, all the things. There's a bunch of different launches, a bunch of different programs. Did you know we actually have yoga on the water?
No, that seems difficult.
I'll
try it. We'll just use your paddleboard.
It's hard
to balance anyway on a paddleboard. So to throw in this extra stuff.
It's hard to balance in real life on ground.
Right.
You add this. It's supposed to be a really, meditative sort of different way.
Once you learn how to do it.
Yeah. That's really cool. We're looking forward to it. Where do you like to kayak?
Well, we go out on Sand Island. I usually launch there and we'll try to take it down to the Easton boat launch.
Yep.
There are a lot of people I know who start up in Lehigh. I know people who they'll tube and they'll get on Lanta and they'll bring their tubes with them and they'll tube down and then take Lanta home.
Oh my God, that's great.
Which is a very Lehigh Valley thing to do, which is really fun.
That's an option. Yeah.
Stay tuned. I have to figure out the insurance aspect of this, but we'd love to do a float.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I just have to figure out if everybody has to sign a waiver or not, or you just show up and go on the river.
Well, sign me up. I'd like to join.
So that'd be a lot of fun. I feel like we would be remiss if we didn't talk about history since we're standing literally inside.
Get from it.
We're inside of history. We're going to talk. Some of the historic things that I love to do is historic Bethlehem museums and sites.
Yes.
They don't have one museum. They have a bunch.
They do.
You really have, go to their, I think it's historicbethlehem.org. Check out all the different museums that you can look at in downtown Bethlehem. They're looking to maybe possibly get World Historic Heritage status.
Yes.
So it's a really exciting time in history.
Yeah, they're up for a UNESCO World Heritage designation. So we're hoping to see that come down soon, that they've got it. But in the meantime, there's tons of things to see and do. There's always tours year-round. Mm-hmm. And my favorite, if I had to plug one, is the Kemmerer Museum of Decorative Arts. That's a really cool one. Always some transitioning exhibits and displays. And
I believe they're doing new stuff. They're doing...
Yeah.
I was talking with them, and it just seems like they're shaking stuff up. We were in there. They have a crazy doll house collection.
Yes. Yeah, it's super
But again,
cool.
My wife is like, can we go see that? And we went in, and... they had to take you behind this hermetically sealed thing. And
yes.
It was very, very legit.
Them.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
It was very legit. And I'm like, please get me out of here. I don't want to break
it. No, I like during Christmas time seeing the trees that they put up. They're really cool.
They also had a dangerous toys exhibit last year.
No
where it's toys that could kill you from the 50s. But it was fun. Like, it was historical. It was really interesting.
Yeah, I also like Burnside Plantation.
Absolutely.
That's a fun
And they
one.
Have a bunch of events in the spring and summer.
Yes.
So, historic Bethlehem, please make sure you check them out. And we were talking, too, about art.
Yes, so much art in Lehigh Valley. So many places to check it out. One I would love to mention is the Allentown Art Museum. It's free.
Free admission.
For everyone. So check it out. They've got, like I said, rotating exhibits too, and lots of kids' interactive activities. So it's great for the whole family.
Fantastic. I think we've reached our end. We've reached the end of the Hoover Mason Trestle. I hope you guys can come out and enjoy it like we did. Holly, can you tell us a little bit more? Here's your pitch to make sure that people go to the Discover Lehigh Valley website and to make sure they know about your ambassador program.
Yeah, definitely. So we're discoverlehighvalley.com. You want to know more about our dining al fresco, anything we might have touched on this. There's so much more. We try to keep it all condensed and easy for you to find. So discoverlehighvalley.com, or please follow us at Lehigh Valley PA on all social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all the things. And then I just want to make a quick plug. If you're a Lehigh Valley resident, or you just love Lehigh Valley and you want to be an official Lehigh Valley ambassador, we've got information on that on our website. You can take the pledge, take the course, and join our network of ambassadors.
And I've seen a lot of people doing that and then posting.
Yes.
Posting it on social
media.
It's
growing.
So I have to do it. I am on the clock. I will definitely be an ambassador. Holly, thank you for being an ambassador to the Lehigh Valley. We love being here, and we hope that you guys get a chance to come out and discover it.
Yes.
This spring and summer season.
It'll be a good one. Thanks for having me.
See ya. Thank you again to Holly Jones and Discover Lehigh Valley. Go to discoverlehighvalley.com for all their information. Thank you to our sponsors, Wind Creek Event Center, Lehigh Valley Health Network, Michael Bertadin with REMAX Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Baco Beverage Company, and of course our friends at WDIY 88.1. Go to lvwithlove.com for more information on them or us. We'll see you next time. Thank you very much.